Welcome to the Maranatha Moment with Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett. This is your radio connection to the Maranatha Baptist Church in Charleston, West Virginia, located at 1 Maranatha Acres, just north of Charleston, at the Tubbers Creek exit of Interstate 77. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, and thank you for tuning in for this special moment from God's Holy Word. Each Sunday morning, Pastor Bartlett brings a message to encourage our hearts for today's needs. Now, get your Bibles ready as Pastor Bartlett comes with this morning's message. But first, listen to the Holtzclaw family as they sing this song entitled, On the Banks of the Promised Land.
I have built my life on the solid rock, far away from the sinking sand. And I cast my eyes to the home that waits on the banks of the promised land. There's a song of praise that is lifted there by the saints and the angel band. And I long to go and to join the choir on the banks of the promised land. Hallelujah, what a morning when I reach for that nail-scarred hand. And I'm led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land. Every grief and pain that has bound me here, Jesus knows and He understands. They'll be washed away as I cross that stream to the banks of the promised land. Hallelujah, what a morning when I reach for that nail-scarred hand. And I'm led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land. Then I'll see the face of my Savior dear, beckoning close by His sweet command. All my burdens gone, I will rest at last on the banks of the promised land. Hallelujah, what a morning when I reach for that nail-scarred hand. And I'm led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land. I'll be led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? Oh, I am bound for the promised land. Hallelujah, what a morning on the banks of the promised land. On the banks of the promised land.
Thank you, friends, for being part of the Maranatha Moment this morning. And we're looking in the book of Colossians today, in chapter 1. If you're following along, go to Colossians chapter 1 in your copy of the Word of God, and we'll look at verses 16 through 20, five verses. And in those five verses, we'll focus on a little word that appears seven times. The word is all, all, A-L-L. It's a little word that means everything. It's all, it's everything. A powerful word, encompassing word. And the Word of God features this little teeny word in this section of the book of Colossians. And we start in verse 16, and it says, "For by Him," speaking of Christ, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, "for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, everything the Bible is declaring, God, the Son of God, were made by him. All the things that we know and experience. Jesus is all power, and we see that in the fact that he is Creator God. Jesus is God, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit God, three and yet one. We can't fully understand it with our human minds, but the Word of God declares it, that God is a triune being, and we focus on the Son of God and him being all. Jesus is all, and he's all power. Power for you, and power in you, and power through you. Jesus declared that all power is given unto me. That's what he said in Matthew chapter 28. And through his son Jesus, God wants us to know his power. Jesus said in Luke chapter 5, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house. He demonstrated power, Jesus did, and he declared that all power had been given him as he is God. And that power is at work in you and through you, in us, power over the devil, power over fear, power over temptations, power over the worldly influences that are all around us, his power in us, and he wants to release that power for us, in us, and through us. This is the power that Jesus promised would be evident in our lives when he ascended back into heaven in Acts 1:8, that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus is all power. That's what the verse says there in verse number 16. At the end of the verse, it says, all things were created by him and for him. Jesus is all in regards to the possessions. He owns it all because it was made by him. Jesus says, or the testimony of Jesus in John, the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And if he owns everything, then he owns us. And we are his possessions. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, the Bible says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Then notice the end of the verse, your body, your spirit, which are God's. He is the creator, so he is all in the realm of power. He is all in the realm of possessions. Jesus owns it all. He owns everything because he is the creator. 1 Corinthians 8:6, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom all things are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Jesus is all in the matter of possessions, and he's all in the matter of preexistence. The text in Colossians goes on to say there, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jesus did not come into existence as a baby in Bethlehem. No, he just arrived on earth as a baby in Bethlehem, because he is the preexistent God and always has been, always will be. He humbled himself, yes, and took a robe of a human flesh, the flesh of a tiny baby, when he arrived here on earth in Bethlehem. The Bible declares in Hebrews chapter 1 that God, who is rich, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, the most recent times, the author of Hebrews is writing, spoken unto us by his Son, Christ, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Christ Jesus involved in creation. Revelation declares that he is the creator God, and he is the all of preexistence. Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Jesus is the all of power, the all of possessions, the all of preexistence. He's also the all of preeminence. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness of the Godhead dwell. And the Lord Jesus Christ is to be preeminent in all things, and in all things that he might have the preeminence. To be at the, that means to be at the forefront. That means to be in the position of first priority. This is the principle that Jesus established in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, that the preeminence of God and his righteousness. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The preeminence of the Lord Jesus means that things are in proper order. It means that we have a royal relationship. He hath made us to be kings and priests unto God in Revelation 1:6. The preeminence of Jesus means encouragement and comfort, that we can have relationship with him. The preeminence of the Lord Jesus means that we can have continual worship, continual worship. He is to be worshiped with our thoughts, with our actions. The Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 9, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. For those who deny the Lord Jesus Christ and refuse to worship, the day is coming when they will worship, because it will be undeniable as the glory of God and the awesomeness of God is revealed in front of them. The Bible says that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. For those who deny the Lord Jesus and refuse to worship, the day is coming when they will worship him. And for those of us who know the Lord Jesus, the day to worship him is today and every day. And we have the privilege and the thrill and the obligation to do that, because he is the all of everything. And he is the all of preeminence. He is to have first place. And then we find that word comes back around in verse 20, the all of peace. Verse 20 reads, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. All things. Note the words that he made peace. Christ Jesus makes the peace. That act of bringing two warring parties together and making peace, resolving the differences. Peace just didn't happen. It was caused to happen. It was made happen. There is activity. There is effort. There is work involved. And the peacemaker is known as the mediator. And the Lord Jesus Christ made the peace between God, who is holy, and mankind, who is sinful. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, for there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, the all of peace. It's available to all of us. This is the magnificent work of Jesus Christ. He made peace between holy God and sinful man. No wonder the angels declared when he arrived, let there be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. It was only possible because of the arrival of the mediator, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 says, for he, Christ, is our peace, who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the hostility, the status of enemies, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that existed between God and humanity, and so making peace. Jesus is all, my friend. He's everything. He died for all. That means he died for you. The question is, does he have all of you? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? You can do that today. Reach out to us here at Maranatha Baptist Church. We'd love to be a help to you. God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Maranatha Moment with Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett, a radio ministry of the Maranatha Baptist Church, located at 1 Maranatha Acres, just north of Charleston at the Tubbers Creek exit of Interstate 77. Come and join us at Maranatha each Sunday for one of our Sunday Bible study groups for all ages at 9:30 a.m. The morning worship service begins at 10:45 and our evening service is at 6:30 p.m. If you are unable to attend in person, our services can be seen online from our website live stream. That's at maranathawv.com. If you've been blessed by today's message and would like to speak to someone about our church, please give us a call at 304-984-9864. 304-984-9514. That's at 304-984-9514. Or visit us online at maranathawv.com. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, inviting you to join us next week right here for the Maranatha Moment.